Welcome to Component 8 of the Health IT Workforce Curriculum, Installation and Maintenance of Health IT Systems. This is Unit 1, Elements of a Typical EHR System. I'm Scott Neal. So, what will we be covering in this first installment? Well, we're going to talk briefly about the Institute of Medicine's initiative to improve healthcare safety and efficiency, and how technology plays a role. We're going to talk about electronic health record systems. We're going to define them. We're going to talk about the systems then and now. And we're going to talk about advantages to having an EHR system implemented in the workplace. We're going to talk about electronic health record system software elements as well. We'll define client-server model. And we'll talk about server applications and client applications and their differences. We're going to talk about the EHR model in general and its components. Then we'll move on to hardware components of an EHR system. We'll define server, internal and external, clients, such as workstations, laptops, and tablets. And we'll touch briefly on the miscellaneous hardware, such as PDAs, scanning, and medical equipment. The network elements will also be discussed, wide area network, local area, and last but not least, remote access. Finally, we'll talk about the need for assessing network needs before implementing an EHR system in your workplace. The Institute of Medicine serves as an advisor to the nation to improve health. As an independent scientific advisor, the Institute of Medicine strives to provide advice that is unbiased, based on evidence, and grounded in science. The mission of the Institute of Medicine embraces the health of people everywhere. In 2001, the United States ranked 37th worldwide for quality of healthcare. That same year, the Institute of Medicine compiled a report listing 13 recommendations designed to revamp the nation's healthcare system. One of these core recommendations was a call for a renewed effort on the part of the government and private sectors to build an information infrastructure to support healthcare delivery, community health, quality measurement and improvement, public accountability, as well as improving research and clinical education. The committee further noted that information technology holds enormous potential for transforming the healthcare delivery system and challenged the healthcare arena to virtually eliminate handwritten clinical data by the end of the decade. The electronic health record system, though not born from this effort, certainly has seen renewed life and product evolution as the healthcare arena struggles to meet the IOM's challenge to improve healthcare delivery on a national scale. Today, nearly 25% of physicians reported using full or partial electronic medical records in their practices in 2005, which represents a 31% increase from 2001 data. It's important to note the Institute of Medicine's listed six aims in that report in improving healthcare quality. 1. To make healthcare environments more safe for their patients. 2. To provide more effective healthcare. 3. To make healthcare more patient-centered. That is, to ensure that patient is more involved in the decision-making process and that the patient has a better understanding of the healthcare choices available to him or her. 4. To improve the timeliness of healthcare service. 5. To make the process of providing healthcare as a whole more efficient. And lastly, 6. To work toward the elimination of healthcare disparities among diverse populations, ensuring that all patients have equal access to healthcare. As you continue through this course, and as you look at different electronic medical health record systems, try to keep in the back of your mind these six aims and try to determine how each of these medical record systems works to ensure that all six of these aims are adequately addressed in each of the software appliances that you come across. So what is a patient record system anyway? Well, according to the Computerized Patient Record, which was published in 1991 by the Institute of Medicine, an electronic health record system is defined as the set of components that form a mechanism by which patient records are created, used, stored, and retrieved. A patient record system is usually located within a healthcare provider setting. It includes people, data, rules and procedures, processing and storage devices, such as paper, pen, hardware, software, and lastly, communication and support facilities. Likewise, the federal government has defined a complete EHR system as containing four basic functions: computerized orders for prescriptions, computerized orders for tests, reporting of the said test results, and physician's notes, of course. To date, however, it's important to note that no official standard based on this definition has yet been reached, and which of these records are stored electronically is determined largely by each individual healthcare practice. Likewise, the Institute of Medicine has also listed the key capabilities of any electronic health record system. These systems should address four key components. 1, a longitudinal collection of electronic health record for and about persons where health information is defined as information pertaining to the health of an individual or the health care provided to an individual. When they talk about longitudinal collection of health information, longitudinal data collection involves repeated observations over the same items over a long period of time, often many decades. 2, immediate electronic access to person and population level information by authorized and only authorized users. That means it needs to be efficient, but it needs to be secure as well. 3, provision of knowledge and decision support that enhance the quality, safety, and efficiency of patient care. You know, things like drug interaction guides and such. And 4, support of efficient processes for healthcare delivery. So let's talk a little bit about the history of electronic health record systems. Well, the electronic health record has undergone a wide variety of important innovations over the past 10 to 15 years, and most of them on a cost reduction base for the process, for the practitioner. Earlier electronic medical record systems required extremely expensive computer hardware, as an example. The systems also usually ran on Unix, a powerful and somewhat limited operating system, which basically meant that training for these systems was costly. You know, what's more, during the 1990s, computer technology was experiencing a huge boom, and that meant that sometimes within days after a system was installed, frequently a far better one came out. The lack of usability of these made adoption a very scary idea for most doctors. And that undoubtedly kept only the most cutting-edge institutions into the electronic health record system adaptation. So what about now? Well, you know, during the mid-2000s, we saw PCs explode virtually everywhere. And with this came the real cost-cutting saving initiative. Now, extremely fast computers can be available for $500 or less, making adoption very easy. What's more, electronic medical record systems are simply better thanks to the widespread use of Windows graphical user interfaces. These interfaces make learning electronic medical record systems a whole lot more easier for both staff and administrators. This means that training costs typically are dramatically cut from the earlier days, along with the much smaller hardware pill that has to be swallowed to get startup going. And finally, the networking of computers itself makes updates and fixes easier to install and create with no additional need for IT staff. There are some decisive advantages to installing an electronic health record system. They offer many advantages to a typical clinical environment. It's well known that doctors, for instance, have illegible handwriting for many of them, which often lead to inaccurate and often costly data entry errors. Because the physician now will enter the data directly into an EHR system, these mistakes can be dramatically reduced. Massive amounts of data can also be stored digitally and in a substantially smaller space, eliminating many of the storage problems traditionally seen in smaller client offices. The addition of the electronic storage also means virtually eliminating search time to acquire these records. And healthcare staff will now have the critical patient information that they need for their patients at their fingertips. These realized efficiencies, combined with specialized software designed to minimize procedural and prescription errors, will improve the overall patient safety in the clinic, no doubt. Because the ability of records being updated on the fly equates to more physician and patient interaction, the patient gets a better experience as well from the introduction of EHR systems. These systems can show a huge potential of cost savings and decreasing workplace inefficiencies over time. Combined with the reduction in patient errors, this should result in lower malpractice premiums, less litigation fees, and substantial cost savings overall. Let's take a look at the diagram on the screen. This is the way software elements in a typical clinical setting or hospital setting prior to the introduction of an EHR system existed. And as this illustration depicts, prior to the centralized EHR system management software, each organization or department maintained its own system and software designed to capture the data required for each specialty area. This meant that multiple databases and patient records existed, and the healthcare provider was required to open a specific client application for each department, then compile all that data in a manual process. Additionally, data may or may not have been in some sort of conformance with a standard. As this illustration depicts, the introduction of EHR systems designed to compile data from each of these organizational silos within a centralized database. The EHR software, by compiling this data, made it more efficient, allowing the healthcare provider now to access and cross-reference the data from all these available sources in one convenient client interface. This eliminated repetition, allowed cross-referencing, and allowed the provider to more effectively manage patient care and in a more timely manner. Most of today's in-house EHR systems are based on the client-server model. The client-server model in the computer world is a structure that separates tasks or workloads between service providers called servers and a service requester called clients. Usually, a client computer and a server computer are on two separate devices, each customized for their design purpose and communicate over a computer network. For example, a web client works best with a large screen display, while a web server doesn't need any display at all to parse out requested web pages and can be located anywhere. However, in some rare instances, both client software and server software can reside on the same system. Software can best be defined as a collection of computer programs and related data that provide the instructions telling a computer what to do. EHRs use several different types of application software. A server machine is a host that is running one or more server programs which share its resources with clients. Server software is usually installed and operated from the dedicated server hardware designed to reliably and efficiently handle large numbers of client requests. A client machine does not share any of its resources, but requests as servers, or more than one server in some instances, content or service function. Client software therefore initiates communication sessions with servers which await or listen to incoming requests. Many business applications being written today use the client-server model. Let's stop here and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the basic server elements.